new at the movies this weekend and streaming on HBO Max.
Yo, businessman richer than Nina's daddy.
The musical In the Heights, about New York City's Washington Heights neighborhood. It's from the creator of Hamilton and the director of Crazy Rich Asians. Film critic Christian Toto tells us he was blown away by the music as created by Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Certainly, Hamilton put him on the map, but he's been creating for some time. This is something that I believe he created prior to Hamilton, and it's truly a labor of love, and he does appear on screen briefly, which is always kind of fun to watch. But it really is a story about Washington Heights, a community in New York, and it's about the culture, the vibrancy, the sense of community, and the sense that, you know, with gentrification, sometimes things get lost along the way. So there's lots of different story threads here. I have to say, it's the weakest part of In the Heights, because some of the romances and some of the dramatic elements just aren't very compelling. And, you know, musicals, I think you can cut them some slack in that direction, because that's not their prime focus. It really is the music and the choreography and the buoyancy. And on those counts, this is an absolute hit. This is just fun to watch. It's exhilarating at times. A wonderful cast. You know, I think people will recognize Jimmy Smith, but a lot of the other faces people won't know right away. And they may down the road, because a very charming group of actors are assembled here. So whether we're going to go see a musical in a theater or just maybe watch it on HBO Max, because it is debuting there as well as in theaters, remains to be seen. But if anything's going to bring a musical back, I think just the energy that In the Heights brings to the presentation is all the reason to recommend it. I will say it goes on way too long, and I wish they had trimmed at least 20 minutes away. I think it would have been a much tighter film, much more joyful experience. But as is, there's a lot to like here.
That sounds like a refreshing way maybe to get back to the theater. Meantime, one of the streaming services, Peacock, is working with Seth MacFarlane, who we know from Family Guy and so many other things. This is actually a couple of movies that he did, the Ted movies. It's a foul-mouthed, pot-smoking teddy bear who comes to life. And so there seems to be more to explore here, a Ted series on Peacock.
They just announced it. It is going to be a prequel series. And, you know, I don't know exactly how that's going to play out, because in the movie, the Mark Wahlberg character, his best buddy, they were friends for quite some time. So I think they may have to kind of recast that. I don't know if Mark Wahlberg's going to do a TV show, and I don't know if he's young enough at this point. I think he just turned 50 to kind of be in that situation. But again, it's a lovable character. Seth MacFarlane is really a fascinating fellow. And if you don't know all of the shades that he brings to the entertainment realm, he's also an excellent singer. He sings kind of classic songs, so he can do it all. So I would never count this out. I think on the surface, it does look like a bit of a stretch, because the Ted sequel wasn't nearly as good as the first film. So, but maybe there have been a few years between now and then. He's had to recharge his Ted batteries, and maybe we need to see a foul-mouthed bear back on the small screen these days.
Christian Toto of HollywoodInToto.com on Skype.